Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'll tell you what happened today. I actually was halfway through recording a different podcast, a very science-based podcast, and my head just wasn't in it. And so I did something that I have never done before because I don't script my podcast episodes. And I am really, because I do so many episodes, once I'm in it, I'm in it, you know, and I don't ever say, I don't really love that one. I'm not going to do it. But I did that today. I was halfway through and I thought, you know what, today is not the day for me to put out this message. And I promise I will at some point soon. But my heart was really with the message that I had wrote about on the blog. And one of the things we had talked about last week for Primal Potential's third anniversary was making my blogs more available to you. So I do not plan to air them as podcasts. I do plan to make audio of the daily blogs available in a different format. But for today, I am going to air yesterday's blog as a podcast because there are a couple parts of it that I think are very, very important. One is more general. One is specific to me and a change I am making to what and how I eat. So I wanted everybody to have that insight, but also wanted to share a lesson I actually learned from one of my clients with you. So for those of you who follow the blog, you might have read this last night when it was published. And for those of you who don't, I do put up a daily blog Monday through Friday on some of my own personal thoughts and musings, as well as what I eat every day and my daily workouts. I am making audio available for those blogs on the blog, but I won't continue to air them as podcasts as I have a couple times now. With that said, I am going to dive into what was yesterday's blog in the Year of Push series. I've shared with you guys, and I think it was in episode 276, that one of my own mantras is travel light. Travel light. And that mantra has been a game changer for me. But something happened this weekend. I got an email from a client after a series of events where I realized I've kind of been dropping the ball on living that mantra, especially as it relates to my interactions with other people. Before I dive into that, I want to revisit, maybe more for me than for you, but also for you, what travel light means to me. To me, it means I don't get flustered or frustrated over the small stuff, whether that's traffic or it's having a lot of work to do. I don't let the small stuff stress me out, overwhelm me, or upset me. It also means I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my life. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for every challenge that comes my way because of the opportunity it presents for me to grow. I find the good in situations instead of focusing on and finding the bad or the frustrating or the less than what I hoped for. I choose to focus on opportunities to move forward in my life instead of focusing on things that are behind me. I am more powerful than my circumstances, and I know that, and I remind myself of that, and my attitude and my actions reflect that I am more powerful than my circumstances, than my setbacks. And lastly, travel light to me means that I know joy is a choice and I choose it daily. Really, it boils down to, for me, travel light reminds me to refuse to be burdened by anything, to let it go, set it down, travel light. And I also think, and I've shared this back in maybe episode 276, that I think that extra physical weight we carry is often a manifestation of extra emotional weight we are carrying. And that more than that, most of the emotional baggage we carry with us is optional. We absolutely can and should set it down, but we haven't yet because we haven't realized that that's a choice, that that's an option. And I'll be the first one to give credit where credit is due to myself, right? Like, I have been doing this work and I have been practicing the application of traveling light more for me and my thoughts than my interactions with other people, right? So I've been trying to remind myself to travel light in what I do and how I operate. And just in the last 2 weeks, I've found joy in more ways than I probably did in the entire year of 2016. The other night, I went to one of the best concerts I've seen in my entire life. Pure joy. I went fishing. I went kayaking and clam digging. I went hiking. I heard about a new-to-me ice cream place and drove an hour to try it out. I got a massage, a manicure, a pedicure. I did get a manicure too. I slept in twice in just the past couple weeks, and I have in many situations redirected my attention away from something that bothers me to all that is good about my life and all that is possible for my future. Here's what happened though. I got an email from one of the folks in my summer fat loss fast track that really helped me see that I was not doing the work in an area where I really, really, really need to do the work. So this particular group, I've got 3 fat loss fast tracks going on right now. I have my rookies group, veterans one, veterans two. And one of those groups had a particular challenge for the week. And that challenge led her to send me this email, and I'll share part of it with you. She said in her email, "I shall practice being a woman who has a baseline reaction of calm and positive. First, I'll practice creating a pause. Next, I will practice replacing reactions that are negative or dramatic with no reaction or a solution for the issue or problem or annoyance or an expression of gratitude." So she sent me this email and she said, "I will practice being a woman who has a baseline reaction of calm and positive. First thing, I'm going to work on creating a pause between whatever happens and how I respond to it. And then I am going to practice replacing any reactions that are negative or dramatic with either no reaction or with a solution or with an expression of gratitude." That's so good, right? So that email came to me from one of my fat loss fast track clients in response to a challenge we were working on that week. And the email showed me, kind of convicted me in the moment, that I've been less dramatic and reactive with my own circumstances, but not necessarily with others. And there are a couple people in particular that I am thinking about where I have reacted to them, not outwardly, but in my own thoughts and my own interpretations with my own focus in a negative way. And that for me is the opposite of traveling light. Because I have made the choice to make assumptions about their motives and fixate on my own negative interpretation of what they have said and done, I am weighing myself down, creating a burden in my own life, and not being as joyful and lighthearted as I want to be. I am choosing a reaction that does not bring good things into my life. It brings negative emotions into my life. And that email from the client was a fantastic reminder for me. And I told her that I was going to borrow her solution, and I will practice replacing my reactions that are negative or dramatic with no reaction or with a solution or with an expression of gratitude. And it will certainly take practice for me, but it's a worthwhile practice because it helps me to travel light. Another client had emailed me over the weekend commenting on episode 355 of the podcast. And in that episode, I gave advice to a client to take yourself someplace else. And what I meant was, when you don't like what you're thinking or feeling mentally, through your thoughts, through your attention, through your focus, through what you're thinking about or doing, take yourself someplace else. Don't stay someplace mentally where you don't want to be. And when I saw that email after this first one that I shared with you, I was like, I need to take my own advice in situations where I have a negative or dramatic reaction to something that someone says or does or doesn't say or doesn't do. Taking myself someplace else means focusing on what is right instead of on what is wrong. Taking myself somewhere else means assuming they have good intentions instead of assuming they have bad intentions. Taking myself someplace else means choosing joy instead of choosing a negative reaction. And no matter what is going on in my life, joy is a choice, and I want to choose it more often. When I do this, my whole life improves. I'm more productive in my work and my work quality improves. I'm more motivated in my workouts and just in general. I'm more enthusiastic about eating well. I have fewer cravings. I have more energy. I sleep better. Everything is better. Switching gears here, one of the things I do on these daily blogs is share my food choices. And today marks kind of a shift in what I am eating and how much I am eating and why I am eating. The reason I am making the change, well, let me tell you the change first and then I'll tell you why. I will be significantly increasing the amount of vegetables I am eating, and I will be slightly decreasing the amount of protein I am eating. Fat will probably stay the same, but I'm going to be emphasizing fruit and vegetable sources of fat, like macadamia, avocado, coconut, and slightly decreasing the amount of animal fat sources, whether that's bacon, eggs, salmon, butter, etc. The reason I'm making this change, and I don't think I'll regret sharing this. I don't think I will. The reason I'm making this change is because I'm having my eggs frozen, as in the eggs in my ovaries, not the eggs in my fridge. I'm making the decision to harvest and freeze my eggs, and I am sure I'll share more about this process, fairly sure anyway. But from a dietary standpoint, I want to focus on strategies that I know from my own experience balance out my hormones, optimize estrogen and progesterone, and non-starchy vegetables, especially cruciferous vegetables, are a big part of that for me. I want to make sure that I am going into this procedure or procedures, depending on how they go, as healthy as possible. Fat loss is still a part of that, so I'm not swapping out these strategies for fat loss. I think they go hand in hand. I hope that this whole egg freezing thing won't take more than a couple of months, but it could go longer than that depending on how many eggs are mature and viable with the first procedure. But that's why I'm making that change. It does go hand in hand with fat loss. It's just a slightly different focus from the way I had been eating, which was kind of more balanced in terms of non-starchy veggies, protein, and fat. Now I'm just switching things up a little bit, and you can see what I ate yesterday, which I guess is today since I'm recording this, but on the blog, the stir fry that I had, the sauteed cabbage and avocado, a little bit of chicken, et cetera, all that's over on the blog. I actually did not go to the gym on Monday. First Monday I haven't been there and have been home maybe ever since I moved here. But I did do 2 10-minute EMOMs. EMOM stands for every minute on the minute. So the first one, every minute on the minute for 10 minutes, I did a 12-cal sprint on the Airdyne bike, and then I rested for 5 minutes, and then I did a burpee EMOM. So every minute on the minute for 10 minutes, I did 10 burpees. That is the situation. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember that I won't be continuing to share blogs on the podcast, but I will put audio on the blogs so you can go over to primalpotential.com to read my daily blogs. Hope you guys have a really great day, and I will chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes.
just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.